The Saturday after that, Mr. Peabody was standing all alone on the baseball field, wondering where everybody was. Then he saw Billy walking toward him with a sad look on his face. "Hello, Billy. I'm glad you're here. But where's the rest of the team?" asked Mr. Peabody. Billy remained silent. "What is it, Billy?" he asked again. Billy didn't look up. "Everybody thinks you're a thief," he said to the ground. Mr. Peabody looked confused. He took off his hat and scratched his head. "Who says I'm a thief, Billy? And what did I steal?" he asked. "Tommy Tittlebottom and his friends said they saw you take an apple from Mr. Funkadelli's fruit market twice, and they said you didn't pay for them," answered Billy. "Ah," said Mr. Peabody, putting his hat back on his head. "Let's go and talk to Mr. Funkadelli about it, shall we?" They walked down the main street, which wasn't a very big street, and Mr. Peabody waved to all the people he knew. But now, some of them did not wave back, and some pretended they did not even see him. They finally arrived at Mr. Funkadelli's fruit market. Out popped Mr. Funkadelli, who said, "Hey, what are you doing here, Mr. Peabody? Why aren't you at the game?"
"There wasn't a game today," said Mr. Peabody, "and I was wondering if I could take my apple earlier than usual."
"Sure, why not?" replied Mr. Funkadelli. "You pay for them every Saturday morning when you pick up your milk. You can take them when you like. You want the big shiny one, Mr. Peabody?"
Mr. Peabody took his apple, smiled, and offered it to Billy.
"I would like to take the apple, Mr. Peabody, but I have to go and find Tommy and explain everything," said Billy.
"When you find him, ask him to come over to my house. I would like to speak to him too," replied Mr. Peabody.
A little while later, Billy found Tommy and told him what had happened with the apples. He told Tommy that Mr. Peabody wanted to speak to him right away. So off Tommy ran, and when he arrived, he rang the doorbell, and Mr. Peabody came to the door. They looked at each other for a while.
"Oh dear, Mr. Peabody," said Tommy on the doorstep. "I didn't understand. I should not have said what I said, but it looked like you hadn't paid for the apples."
Mr. Peabody's eyebrows went up a little, and he felt a warm breeze blow across his face. "It doesn't matter what it looked like. What matters is the truth." Tommy looked down at his shoes and said, "I am so sorry. What can I do to make things better now?" Mr. Peabody took a deep breath, looked up at the small cloud that was in the sky, and said, "I'll tell you what, Tommy. Meet me at the baseball diamond in 1 hour, and bring a pillow stuffed with feathers."